Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. But we took time to look very carefully at what Joe's perceiving as the movement in Parliament away from Keir Starmer, though he has an enormous majority, towards another name in the Labour Party, or in the eventuality that the government reorganizes, falls, another party entirely. The facts of the matter support Keir Starmer staying on, inertia. But, as Joe outlines here, there's restlessness in Labour, and their enormous majority makes them even more restless, apparently. Here's Joe to explain Keir Starmer facing survival in his job as PM. More tonight.
Yeah, I think that Keir Starmer probably is in trouble, although it's an interesting question whether he personally is in trouble or whether the problem is that the whole Labour Party that he leads is in trouble. Because you're absolutely right that the big event this week is going to be that on Wednesday, his Chancellor of the Exchequer, equivalent of a Treasury Secretary, Rachel Reeves, is going to be announcing the budget for the next year. And indeed, for the next few years, because they always do these multi-year budget plans. It's going to be awful. It's going to feature huge tax increases, including probably on working households, which is something that Labour specifically promised they would not do when they were running for election in summer 2024. Everyone is bracing for the fact that it's going to be bad for the economy. It's probably going to create a lot of problems in the housing market that people are not going to be happy about. You know, no one knows how the bond market is going to react to this, but that could be a negative blip. And the fundamental problem here, the source of all of this malaise, is just that more than a year in office, Labour has not been able to come up with a plausible economic growth plan. So you still have fairly high inflation and you have rising taxes. You have anemic economic growth and a faltering labour market. And voters are just kind of fed up with that. And then you add to that the fact that the country remains in the grip of an immigration crisis that Labour does not seem to be able to get a grip on. And they keep getting dragged into various unhelpful culture war issues, such as on transgender stuff. I think that voters are kind of fed up and they're starting to look to alternatives, especially Nigel Farage's Reform UK party. So, you know, Keir Starmer is in danger because the Labour Party is unpopular, and that is potentially next year going to make Labour MPs start wondering if they could do better with a different leader.
They have a huge majority. Doesn't that come to something? They can argue forever, but they get what they want if they move on it.
Well, I think that one of the problems, that it's a really interesting moment in British politics, because you're absolutely right. As a consequence of that election in July of 2024, they won a huge majority of seats in Parliament. So technically, if the party hangs together, Keir Starmer can do whatever he wants, and he has a margin of a couple hundred seats compared to his nearest competitor, the Conservative Party. The problem is, everyone knows that Labour won that big seat majority with an unusually slim plurality of the actual votes. I think if you look at the vote total, Labour only got somewhere in the 35 to 38% range. This is off the top of my head, so listeners should check that. So a consequence of that is that, you know, that was ample to win an election giving Britons first past the post electoral system in the same way we Americans elect our House of Representatives. But it does create a political vulnerability, and everyone understands that that means that relatively modest changes in the popularity of the party can have pretty dramatic electoral consequences at the next election. And that is what is making a lot of these Labour MPs nervous.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.